So here goes, the word of God says this in Genesis chapter 27, verse 39 through 40. And it is speaking now of Isaac, this exchange between Isaac and his son. He is his father's favorite and the brother of Jacob, his mother's favorite. Esau. I might teach and preach Esau today in the traditional way that you've always heard it, and you will hear something different as well. But next week, I will preach Esau the way you've never heard him preach before. So here's what the word of God says. He says, his father Isaac, speaking of Esau, said to him, or answered him, your dwelling will be away from the earth's riches, away from the dew of heaven above. You will live by the sword and you will serve your brother. But when, somebody shout when. When you shall have the dominion, when you grow restless and tired of being choked by the yoke around your neck, you will break his yoke from off your neck. Shout, this thing got to be broken. Now, Paul says to us how. And Paul says in 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 17, he says, now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. One more time. This thing's got to be broken. It's 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 got to be broken. According to Aristotle, that ancient Greek philosopher, knowing yourself is the beginning of all wisdom. Knowing yourself is the beginning of all wisdom. Now, I'll be the first to admit that I'm treading on shaky grounds when, as a Pentecostal Bible-believing preacher, I have this unmitigated gall, or should I say the shameless audacity, to present a biblical reality that is based essentially on a philosophical argument. I'm well aware how provocative and scandalous this quote might sound, especially to the ears of those astute students of scripture who give strict adherence to the integrity of God's word. I'm keenly aware and deeply mindful how controversial and self-serving and contradictory Aristotle's argument sounds, especially to those who are familiar with Proverbs chapter 1 and verse 7, which emphatically declares and expostulates that the fear of the Lord, or the godly reverence of God, is the beginning of wisdom. When you look at Solomon's argument as opposed to Aristotle's philosophical declaration, it almost sounds blasphemous, sacrilegious, and offensive to the sacred, untainted mind of a devout believer. But before you write me off, my brothers and sisters, as some presumptuous, bogus imposter or some irreligious heretic, contextually, you have to understand that Aristotle is specifically referring to the critical component of self-discovery. This is not about some narcissistic deification or exaltation of self. It is not the adulation or veneration of self. Rather, it is coming to the true knowledge of what makes you so unique and exceptional. It is dealing with the importance of self-awareness. This is critical, because if you do not know who you are, if you have no legitimate concept of your own unique identity, your value and self-worth, you will always be manipulated and mistreated, always living your life in compliance to what others think or say that you are. Are you with me here? You will never experience the joys of living a productive, fulfilling life until you are able to answer the question of who am I? Of all the monumental explorations, the scientific discoveries, and the mind-boggling technological innovations, inventions, and life-changing phenomena, there is nothing to be compared with self-discovery. That is the true discovery of who you really are with respect to who God created you to be. Until you and I come to the full realization of who we were created to be, we will never achieve what we were designed to attain and accomplish in this fleeting life. Until a bird, my brothers and sisters, is able to distinguish why he was given wings instead of hands, he will never mount up to explore the limitless expanse of the sky above. Until the bird comes to the realization that its wings are the uncommon assets that affords it the aerodynamic ability to do naturally what no other mortal creature can do, he will never rise above the limitation of a ground level creature. But when it is that he comes to the realization that man was made to walk, horses were designed to gallop, snails were made to crawl, fish was made to swim, and that the only purpose of wings is to make flying possible, that bird will never find comfort in the earth below, knowing that its dominion, hallelujah, its domain has been established in the sky above. Are you with me today? It will never be complete nor fulfilled until it comes, amen, it is soaring in the far-reaching borders of the open air. When it is that you and I discover who and what we were created to be, there will be no power strong enough to prevent you from becoming and achieving who and what you have been designed and destined to do in planet Earth. Touch somebody real quick and tell them, I was uniquely designed to go beyond the limits and to do the uncommon. I was uniquely designed to go beyond the limits and to do the uncommon. No matter how deep you voyage to the depths of the ocean, no matter how far you traverse the measureless expanse of the landscape of planet Earth, crisscross the seven seas and explore the universe, but besides knowing God, there is no greater discovery than self-discovery. In fact, I would even dare to say that the saddest state of all humanity is being unaware of who we really are relative to who God created us to be. Until you come to the realization of who you are, you will never, amen, live a complete, happy, productive, fulfilling life. You may speak with the eloquence of a scholar, enunciate, articulate with the angelic verbosity of Gabriel the archangel. You may have the versatility and dexterity of an academic wizard, you know, a child prodigy, having the incomprehensible ability to decode and decipher, hallelujah, and unlock all mysteries. Yet, my brothers and sisters, if you are ignorant to the reality of God's eternal plan for humanity, if you are oblivious and unconscious to the reality of your own God-given identity, you are among the world's most
pitiful novice. There is no one so pathetic as he who goes through life hoodwinked, bamboozled, and bum-fuzzled, ignorant and aware of his true identity and purpose for living. Are you hearing me, somebody? People use all types of external enhancements such as clothes, jewelry, artificial cosmetics to project a false imitation version of who they espouse to be. But no matter how impressive and attractive you look on the outside, fancy clothes, expensive accessories, costly jewelry, and exotic accoutrements pale in comparison to your inner beauty and value. You got to have a clear self-portrait of yourself, not someone else's distorted perception and opinion of you, but who God created you to be. Why don't you touch somebody this morning and tell them, I know who I am. Hallelujah, somebody. A man, regardless of his educational background, his scholastic achievements, his intellectual endowment, regardless of his financial independence, affluence, or influence in life, he will always live below the capacity of his, amen, optimum potential if he is uncertain about his true identity. You have to know who you are. No matter how high you climb or how far you reach, you will never tap into the outer dimensions of your innate abilities until you capture a revelation of who you are and why you were sent to planet Earth. If you do not know who you are, hallelujah to God, you will be misguided. If you do not know who you are, you will roam and perambulate through the earth, hopping from one job to the other, going from one place to the other, trying to find yourself. Come on, hear somebody. But after you have found God, your greatest pursuit ought to be to discover who you are. Somebody say amen. Nobody can confuse you if you know who you are. Nobody can mislead you if you know who you are. I come to tell somebody that instead of trying to investigate and to discover who other people are before you decide to get married and entangle your life with somebody else, hallelujah, discover who you are so that you are then not deceived by hips, lips, and fingertips. Come on, somebody. Because not everybody on the outside that looks good is fit for you, because you are unique. Hallelujah, somebody. Somebody say amen. I come to tell you, you've got to know who you are. A happy life is impossible without finding an answer to the question, who am I and what am I doing here? Say amen, somebody. In fact, there is nothing more redemptive and liberating than knowing who you really are and what you are capable of. To know who you are is to know why, answer the question of why you were created. Say amen, somebody. You are like nobody else, even if you look like somebody else. Come on and say amen, somebody. I feel like preaching in here this morning. You got to know who you are. This is why Frederick Douglass, this is what he meant when he said, knowledge makes a man unfit to be a slave. You didn't hear me, somebody. You can captivate and keep a man in bondage if he doesn't know who he is. But according to Frederick, once he gets the knowledge, a revelation of his own portrait, hallelujah, it makes him unfit for anybody else to manipulate him, for anybody else to stand on him, for anybody else to mistreat him. Come on and say amen. Come on and say amen. There can, amen, they can call you anything. Hallelujah. They want to call you, address you with any disreputable, derogatory way they choose to. But when you know who you are, ridicule and mockery don't faze you. Discrimination and injustice cannot destroy you. False accusation and unfair criticism cannot break you. Malicious insults, shameful innuendos, and public scandals cannot malign your purpose or stop you. Why? Because I know that I was created in the image of God. And no matter what haters say, I'm above the negative opinions, hallelujah, of my opponents. Slap somebody and tell them don't get mad. I'm above that. Don't get mad. Rise above it. Somebody say yes. When the airplane goes into turbulent weather, you land. You don't hear the captain fussing. He simply begin to climb higher. When you know who you are, you will rise above the obstructions in life in order to get to a higher plane, a higher altitude in God. Somebody say yes. When you get a clear vision of your true identity, no obstructive, no obstructive or restrictive power is able to detain or confine you in a permanent state of isolation and desolation. Somebody shout hallelujah. As far as Jesse was concerned, David was just a backwoods shepherd boy until Samuel the prophet showed up with the anointing to expose the monarchical ruler, to unearth and uncover the majestic king within David. Touch somebody, tell them there's a king in you. Come on and say yes. You got royalty in you because we are joint heir with the Father and with the Son. Somebody shout hallelujah. I don't care if you came into the world with no pedigree or no degree. Once the blood of Jesus, Brother Clark, touched your life, hallelujah, you get an upgrade. Touch somebody and tell them I've been upgraded. You can't judge me based on where I came from. You can't judge me from my daddy's bloodline, because the blood of Jesus, it runs through my vein. I've been upgraded. Somebody say yes. Somebody say yes. Somebody say yes. Said, I feel like preaching. I come to tell you that the anointing will expose the glory that is in you. I need to tell 21 of you up in here this morning that your purpose, I said your purpose is not predicated on your current position. Come on, somebody. God told me to tell you that your present plight, the misfortune you're facing, the current state that you're in, is not an indication of your prophetic identity. Where you are is not an indication of where you belong or where you're going. I thought you'd get happy right there. Folk are judging you because of your lowly estate. Folk are judging you because of your pay scale. They are judging you based on what you drive. But I come to tell you that God's getting ready to shift you into your destiny. Somebody say yeah. Somebody say yeah. Somebody say yeah. I heard from headquarters this morning, and I came to tell somebody that you're getting ready to be shifted like David. I see God raising you up above your circumstance, above misfortune, above heartbreaks and disappointment. You may be at the very bottom of the total temple, but I hear destiny. Should I hear destiny? It's calling you up higher. It's calling you to higher ground. Snap somebody and tell them it's your time and this is your season. The Holy Spirit is pushing me to say this to you, that where you are is not a reflection of who you are. Somebody help me here. Said where you are is not a reflection of who you are. Born in the project, but I got royalty all up in me. Your current location is not an accurate indication of your destination. I break the yoke. I break that yoke in the name of Jesus. I break the yoke of desolation. I break the yoke. Hallelujah, somebody. I break the minimum wage yoke. I break it. I break the second class yoke. I break it. I break the poverty yoke off of your life. Shout, I break it. By the blood of Jesus, it changes everything. It may look like a trap. It may look like a trap. But just like David, I see the Holy Spirit literally lifting you. He's lifting you up out of the state of desolation and deprivation. Shout, he's lifting me. Shout, he's lifting me. Shout, I need a shift. Slap three people and tell them I need a shift. This thing got to be broken. I've been here too long. Shout, I need a... Somebody shout, hey! Look at me, I'm a wonder. Doesn't matter what you think of me. God is getting ready to bring me into my destiny. Somebody say yes. Somebody say yes. Somebody say yes. I hear the Holy Ghost saying higher. Shout higher. Shout higher. Shout higher. He coming to get you, baby. He coming to pull you up, baby. You are, baby. He coming to shift you, baby. Somebody shout shift. Hey! If you can't shout for anybody else, you ought to be able to shout for me and Jesus. Somebody shout. Somebody shout. You getting ready to